You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 84, Be a Light for Others. In today's show, I want to talk to you about being a light for other people to see. And what I mean by this is you must live your life in such a way that others will be impressed by your example. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful our example is, but many times people just need to see someone doing what they believed was impossible. Just being a positive, uplifting person makes a powerful impression on others because we live in a time when depression and quick temper seem to dominate. Each one of us has a part to play in the awakening, and when you start to take your place, others will notice. They will not only see a change in you, but it will also be felt. Those closest to you will notice it first, but then others will begin to see it as well. They will notice that something is different about you. You seem calmer and less excitable, and things don't worry you like they used to. This alone is enough to get their attention. Those you know more intimately may be a little thrown off at first, especially when they don't see you reacting the way you used to. Your calm demeanor and quiet energy will be the first indication that something deeper is going on within you. Your energy will be felt by others, and it is a manifestation of the inner peace that is being established within you. Your outer life will start to mirror the inner peace and contentment that you are beginning to feel within yourself. You are cultivating this energy by changing the way you think about life and choosing to stay positive. Shifting your perspective to a more positive one is a very powerful move, and it will cause you to have more peace instantly. Others will notice this, and the people around you may not say anything to you, but they will be watching you. They will be trying to figure out what happened and why you seem so calm lately. This is very attractive in a magnetic way to others, and it won't be long before someone will begin to ask you what has changed to make you so calm. Being a light for others to see is more powerful than you may know. We must live through example. Your life will reflect your alignment with your higher self, and the first manifestation is greater peace. Being an example for others is not always easy because it means that you are becoming a leader. Leaders are the first to stand up in order to stand out from the crowd. Standing up means the possibility of being rejected by those you care about. They may not be feeling what you're feeling, and they may not be open to the things that you want to share with them. In their eyes, you have changed suddenly. But of course, this is never the case. It is only perceived that way because others are not privy to your inner workings, your inner thoughts. In reality, by the time anyone can see a change in you, it has already happened on a mental level. The physical is the last manifestation. Living by example is not about preaching to others. As a matter of fact, it may make you become very quiet because you'll be deep in thought about your own life and desires. You will want to share this information with others because it has affected you so deeply. But that just means it's your time to awaken. You have to live it first and then allow others to see how this new information has blessed you, how it has taken pressure off of you, and they will notice that. When you focus on your own transformation, then you won't have time to worry about others. This is truly an individual thing. You must allow those around you to awaken at their own pace. In that way, you're not becoming frustrated with those you love and constantly trying to tell them about things that you yourself don't really understand yet. You can feel it and you know it's true because of how you feel. And sometimes you just can't translate that into words. When you start living in tune with your spirit and choosing to become a deliberate creator of your life, then you will begin to experience some very powerful things for yourself. And those experiences will turn into your personal testimony. You will come to know that there's something very real going on here. You must live it for yourself first before you can bear witness to others. Then no one can tell you different, because you will have experienced it for yourself. And that's why they say the best knowledge is experiential knowledge. When you choose to be a light for others, then you are choosing to be a pioneer. And this is a journey of transformation. You have to be bold and courageous, because you don't know what's ahead of you on this path. But your faith must guide you, and it will allow you to continue to move forward. You have to know that you will be taken care of. It's your boldness that other people will feel, because it's something that you can't hide. It's an inner strength that fears nothing and knows that all is truly going according to a divine plan, and you are now accepting your role in that plan when you choose to be a light for others. Those of you who listen to this podcast regularly are those pioneers of light. You were led to this show because it is your time to stand up in order to stand out. You will be the lights for the world to follow. Your only job is to live your life to the fullest, to find joy and happiness, to create your abundance, and to share your gifts with the world. And when you do this, your light will shine brightly for all the world to see. You are greatness, ready to be born. And you will begin to see the greatness within yourself. That's when life becomes an incredible journey of expansion and transformation for you. You will embrace your own light, and you won't allow anything to stop you from shining it brightly. Be your divine self. Be bold and believe that you have greatness within you. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.